Hey, Nick. Man.
How you doing, buddy?
I wrote you something, Nick. So, we didn't test out the recording for the...
Today is a Saturday. It is January 27th.
It is a Saturday, unless there's something following this that where we say it's a different day, then that's what day it is, right?
Yep.
Because we might be piecing together some things here. This is
for continuity.
This is for continuity.
Yep.
This is podcast two.
Yes.
This is not. Funny.
I'm not nervous because it's published. I'm just.
This is funny because both you and I know now other people are going to hear this. I just threw it out there. We didn't talk about this, and I just had to do it. I was like, "We're ready."
Yeah.
Coming up on the episode, we're going to be talking about Nick's story about why there was an ambulance out front of my house last night, and then we're going to be hearing from Brendan, who is.
Brendan is a legal consultant that we know.
He is not just a legal consultant. He is a criminal defense lawyer that we know.
That is correct.
I've never used his services, neither has Nick, but we are good friends with him outside of work. Brendan's a good guy. He's going to be explaining things such as, Nick, why you should talk to the cops is when they ask you. I'm just joking. He's going to be helping us with understanding why and what to say and who to... speak to when
Who to reach out to
when things happen,
to reach out to.
Yeah, little things. And he's going to be great. That's coming up. And then what else we got? We're doing a 5-minute music update with Judd. And that is
Judd is going to be on here later.
This is actually Saturday. I'm releasing these every Sunday.
Yeah, normally we would have time to prepare for
this. Would have already been done if the ambulance yesterday didn't come. If it wasn't snowing 8 inches every day,
as if.
Monday through, what did it, was that this week?
Nah, it snowed 2 times, but it was probably a grand total of about 8 inches in total.
It was a lot of snow. Anyway, that just, we're both wiped out at the end of the day from dealing with all that with our jobs. And then, so anyway, we're here. So we're releasing every Sunday. Stuff's going to be happening. Today we're going to be talking to Judd about a very fresh thing. It's more, whatever, it doesn't matter. Here we go.
Here we go.
So have you guys prepped Fiona and Ellie for the...
I told them about it like 2 days ago. We have Fiona and Ellie Blunt, our interns, who report the weather.
Yeah, they're interns out there. And we're going to be looking at... so girls, what do we got? Let's start up that weather report. First, I need to know the hurricane report. Any hurricanes coming up?
What?
I'm just messing with you. This isn't... Don't be nervous. So... we have the weather report happened as we also have an in-studio guest that arrived. Who do we have in studio, Nick?
We have Connor in studio.
The Connor. So we got my Fiona Connor. And Ellie and Connor here.
Yeah. Right. How is the weather going, girls?
Good.
Just good?
Just good.
I thought guys would have prepared by now.
Okay, I did, but...
We don't need the greatest weather report, but I think an extended weather report from what just happened. We did have a story, a headline,
a developing story,
the story of the weather.
Okay. Well, it's about like 56 degrees, and there might be a chance of rain as well. It is mostly very cloudy.
Very cloudy.
That is very nice.
This is Ellie, right?
Yeah, Ellie. Yeah. Ellie had a good report. What about our other intern, Fiona? Does she have anything to report about this weather?
I would say that it's pretty...
Pretty? Like it's pretty? Cool, or it's... Oh, pretty cold.
Pretty cool, but also warmer than the other days.
I thought you guys were going to be like, wow, it just snowed because...
There's also supposed to be a flood warning, so flood watch for Towson Middle until Sunday.
Okay, that sounds very nice.
Yeah.
We can all go maybe take a dip in the waters when they rise up to our knees or ankles.
Yeah. All right, so what's all that in the background you guys got? Are you in like a classroom?
No, we just have a dog with us.
Oh, that's the dog.
You have a dog. Yeah. Okay.
The dog made an appearance on your last weather report, which you guys got our $500 that we sent you, right?
Well, anyway, thank you very much, girls. That was a very beautiful weather report.
Very nice. Very,
we will be
very
contacting
well
you very soon in regards to another.
So you guys are doing great. I think it works out well. Okay, so thank you for your weather report, girls, and we will check in with you next week. Connor, tell me, why are you in studio today?
I was abducted and brought here.
Okay.
And when I was brought here, I was told that there would be $500 waiting for me.
You got it, right? It was upstairs?
I didn't see it.
No, you got to look again. It's probably to the right.
Well, they just took the bag off.
The chloroform.
They just took the bag off my head, so I haven't got a chance to really look around yet. I really like the studio, though. It looks really nice in here. I like the big robot that you have.
Yeah, yeah. And all the clothes that you have.
Nice.
Yeah. Who's is that?
Somebody is living in my music studio currently.
Is it
not
the
living? He is actually visiting. I have a Murphy bed that pops down. So
that's all in good fun.
I'm gonna pass Nick some. Judd Rizzo. Oh my God, they're not even open. What are these?
Those look like some cashews.
These are cashew halves and pieces with sea salt.
Oh my
Judd God. Must have. Thank you, Judd.
Yeah, thank you, Judd. We're gonna have to eat these while we thank him. This is literally our sponsor.
So we got free unopened cashews from Judd Rizzo, and shout out to our metal maniac on the street.
They're not super salted.
Now we have to call Judd. I even told him I was going to call him. Do you want to text him? I can text him.
Does Judd know about my finger?
He knows something about it, but I didn't know enough to tell. I didn't. Hey, Connor, you want to hear Nick's finger story?
Yeah, put Revolution Is My Name by Pantera on.
Yeah, I brought the bass for you. I have the bass guitar hooked up through your rig, which is a noise suppressor and the 5150 overdrive pedal. This is what I got so far.
Right? 5150.
Whatever it is.
You have to say 5150.
The 5150.
He's a noob.
All right. No, he's a professional, really.
Anyway, let.
You can hear
that's
it.
That's
right?
Good. I think you have to leave that in, by the way. You can't edit that out because that was just guitar players. Thank you, Nick, because guitar players will truly, truly love that.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Yeah, no, the 5150.
My bass guitar just goes bong.
That's what bass does.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Hey, Judd, we got in studio here. We have Connor and just Connor and Buddy.
Thank you for reminding me that this is a kid-friendly show.
Yeah.
M for mature. I feel like it's a mature audience. We're not going for vulgar. We're not going for something.
So basically everything that Connor says, we're just deleting, right? That's
no.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to hear any of Connor on this, but he talks the whole time. It's hilarious.
You're going to hear Connor say.
He's like a false guest.
You're going to hear Connor say, "Who's that on the show?" And then.
So Judd, Nick is going to take the Nick
yes,
is going to take the bandstand.
Take the
what are you doing, Judd? Are you making ice? What the hell?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, you,
like what? I called you. I texted you a minute and a half ago and said, "Here we go." And he's just
he's making minute rice. It sounds like he's got the rice in the microwave. He just ran the water for it.
This is great, good stuff. Last time we called him, he was what was he doing? Floor leveler,
something like that.
Yes, yeah, that sounds right.
I don't think
right.
He's getting his $200 this week either.
Oh, by the way, Judd, thank you for being the sponsor of today's episode with those cashews you left.
You were earlier a sponsor. Yeah, I opened. We get these cashews. And Judd, don't worry. He came here and ate tons of my stuff. I had bags of potato chips
and cashews.
Oh, yeah. I just got cashews. So, but anyway, thank you for the sponsorship. Sponsored by Judd Rizzo, our metal maniac on the street. Let's let Nick take the stand. I know this is going
to
be hard.
I'm
you and I cannot talk. And
right.
Connor, shut the
hell up.
The ambulance was out front last night.
So, yeah, there was an ambulance at my house, not because I called it or wanted it, but because my wife wanted it to just make sure that I was okay.
You needed one.
No.
I was like, nothing. So, that house is so peaceful. They're so kind to each other. I was like, and they went into his house. I never thought anything was actually going to be wrong.
The LifeWave patches. My aunt, or Kate's aunt, my wife's aunt, wanted to come over and grab some of those patches to see if they helped with certain ailments. And we just had, you know, just a few extra ones that she could, you know, just give her to see if they works. Just a public service announcement. If you know somebody has two big dogs, especially two protective dogs, if you knock on the door and immediately walk in, you can't expect something bad not to happen.
It is a naughty. Yeah.
So that's basically what happened. She came over to our house and I was sitting on the couch and she knocked on the door, and not even 2 seconds after knocking on the door, she
come on, Connor.
She started opening the door and walking in while the dogs were barking. And I would, at this point, I was already standing up, and I was standing up and I had both of them by the collars, and I was, you know, just pulling them away from the door, and I was telling her to wait a second. And
she's like, I'm walking right in.
Yeah. Between them barking at each other, they got aggressive towards each other. Like, they were barking at her because it was somebody, you know, they're not familiar with, just walking right in.
They were telling you, right. let them go. They're going to kill this lady.
And then they started getting aggressive towards each other, and then they lunged at each other. One of the collars I was holding had broke. Like, not broke, but, like, it came detached. So I went to scoop up my smaller dog and just pick him up and carry him away. And in the
Millie
midst of that...
Well, she's a foot and a half.
Not
she's
that a, dog. I wasn't picking up Millie. I was picking up Hades.
Oh, that's the smaller dog you're talking about?
Yes, because I said two larger protective dogs. Yeah.
So this just took this story to the next level. I love this. Well, I picked up my smaller dog and then Hades. And as soon as I...
No.
I'm just saying... And then Hades.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I laughed at that dog's name. I was like, that is a vicious name.
Yeah, this is when the world ends. Go. Yeah.
So when I went to scoop up Hades, the smaller of my two larger dogs, he's about 55 pounds. I went to scoop him up, and in the midst of doing so, my hand slipped into his mouth because I scooped under his neck. And, you know, he went to take a bite at Sammy, my German Shepherd. He went to take a bite at him, and in the midst of me going under his neck to lift him up, my thumb and my middle finger ended up in his mouth on like his molars on the back side of his mouth. And it felt like I did not have a thumb tip or fingertip when he crunched down.
What you felt was my dog's bite force is 285 pounds per square inch.
Yeah. I mean, after he had bit me, I had cursed a little bit, and I picked him up and I walked him out to the kitchen and I opened the basement door and I put him down and I shoved him down the stairs. My fingers were bleeding pretty profusely, so I went over to the kitchen. I ended up running cold water over him, and that ended up being too painful. I switched it to slowly to lukewarm, room temperature water. That hurt too.
It's all gonna hurt.
Yeah. No matter what you do. So what I did was I grabbed some paper towels and I started holding it. I walked into my living room with my hand above my head, just, you know, try to stop the blood from
That's a trial and error. You go down and you're like, that's a bad idea. Okay. And going back up.
Always up.
I looked at my thumb because it was just so painful, and when it was running under the water, I couldn't really look at it. And I've never had any history of having passing out or ever having seizures. But when I looked at it, and that's another thing, I've never passed out from looking at things either.
I've never heard of you passing out for anything.
And
easy to look at stuff when it's not you.
No.
If it's a serious injury, I've torn off
my fingernail. It almost broke through the skin. I've never had any history of passing out due to pain or anything.
You're not a passer-outer.
But it was, I think, the shock and the pain of me, just hurting. I ended up apparently making a groaning noise. I was able to walk to the couch and sit down, and then I apparently, my eyes rolled to the back of my head, and I started convulsing for about 35, 40 seconds. And I don't know if it was drool or what, but something started coming out of my mouth, according to my wife. So that's why the ambulance was called.
Yeah, no, me and Connor are over here because Connor came for the weekend for the podcast. I say that, dude, there's an ambulance out front. And we assumed it was going to the neighbor's house in the middle because they have some medical things going on. So, they went to your house. I was like, oh crap, no. And of course I had to go over and have a look-see, but I didn't want to intrude.
Yeah, Kate was appreciative.
Yeah, I waited a little bit, and I was like, and Connor's like, we should go over, and I'm like, no, but they got enough people. They got cops showing up and stuff. I was like, the cops were like...
Cops have to show up because it's considered a dog bite, and they have to give out paperwork.
Okay.
It's just a thing that they have to do.
So I go over, and what did I say to Kate? I was like, Kate says I have to take him to the patient first, everything, he's fine. And then I said, well, okay, you're taking on the patient first. Good. Make sure he's back by 7 because we have a podcast to do. And always have to do a little bit of relief there. But, I was glad everything was okay.
Yeah, when I passed out, and I came to, and I was back up in, you know, my room after everything. She was very upset because, like, not because of me or anything. She was just upset because of, like, just the whole trauma of seeing me.
That was traumatic.
Have a seize and whatever.
And she's a girl.
And I had
a girl, too. I heard you passed out.
I had a joke. But come on,
I had to say something.
I thought of a joke while she was crying, but I was like, I can't say it yet. And so, like, later on in the evening, like, after she was, like, more, like, back normal, I had made a joke. I was like, I'm sorry that you didn't get $150,000 for me dying. I was like, I was like, I'm sorry you didn't get the life insurance policy.
Almost. She was so close.
$150. $150,000.
Yeah, if I die.
I love Connor's jokes. Good one.
I always, you know, I like you a lot, Nick, but there's a lot I could do with $150,000.
You were excited when he said,
oh my God.
A
natural comedian's career is born.
Yeah. So just to summarize, you got your mother-in-law coming over. She opens the door. The dogs get really excited. They get angry and they're barking. And then they get confused because they're like, this is a nice person. Let's get angry at each other instead because they already built all that up. And then they bite your thumb. Now, during all of this, did you ever think, wow, I hate my mother-in-law?
It wasn't my mother-in-law. It was
very nice.
It was Kate's aunt. It was Kate's aunt.
Kate's aunt. Sorry.
No, pretty good joke, though.
At the time, I
knew it was going somewhere. I was
everything happening, I was very pissed.
Oh, my God. It was great.
But, like, at this point, hopefully she's learned not to just walk in. And then if that is the case, I'm happy.
Connor's like, we should go over. I'm like, no, they already got too many people.
Well, I was saying we should go over there because the paramedics were kind of attractive.
There was a nice looking paramedic. Did you? And I know Nick cannot comment on such item because he's an unmarried man. But she had like a blonde ponytail.
I told Dan, I said, you know, we see him go by and we're like, well, okay, must be for the middle house. Then I saw it went to Nick's house and I was like, wow. This means I have an in because I know Nick.
I know him.
I said, that is Jesus, dude. You are so desperate.
I mean, she's right there, you know? It's like, how is he
go
doing?
Go to a bar and meet her. Okay. Good insight, Connor.
Nick's like, he's like, you walk up and he's like laying there passed out with blood coming out of his hand and everything. And you're like, walk up to her as she's about to treat him. And you're like, hey. I know that guy.
I know that
guy. So you come here often?
And you're like, you're amazing. Were you about to save him?
That's not the only thing we can wrap up.
My God. Wow.
All right. All right. I pretend I didn't hear anything.
Wow. Who taught this kid? This is question. Hold on. What flipping Jedi taught this kid?
Yeah, I know. He's been hanging out with me a little too long.
All right. Wow.
So... Nick's got his stopwatch. 5 minutes.
All right,
I have already.
All right, wait. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. My five minutes can start now.
You have 6 seconds, and then your five minutes starts.
And I'm good. I got one more question related to Nick's injury, and I just want to know.
He's just trying to. He's paid by the minute, so let's.
I want to.
Come on, Judd.
Rapid fire. Go.
Rapid fire.
Out of sheer respect and whatever, I mean, and just like
just get to a cheaty.
How your hand is? How you doing?
Oh yeah, how is your hand, Nick?
It
oh,
hurts.
Good call.
It's throbbing.
That was a good question.
So
I mean, how torn up? How torn up are the fingers, and how many fingers are affected? And
so
stuff like that.
It is a puncture on my middle finger, and then my thumb. I think he crushed the tip of my thumb.
But you still have.
It's
covered
hurt.
Up, so yeah. I can't describe.
And was this Pumpkin or Hades that did this?
Pumpkin.
you mean Horus or Hades?
Or Daisy? Was this Daisy?
Rin Tin Tin. It was Rin Tin Tin.
Is this Lucy or Deathbringer?
Sweetie or Lucifer that did this to you?
It was Hades that bit me, but he was striking at Sammy.
They always blame the other dog.
No, he was striking at Sammy.
I can't believe both dogs were Hades.
Oh, no. Like, they... No, Hades has an aggression because
Cujo.
He's the only one.
All right. So 5 minutes start. Okay. Get your watch. And now.
Yep. You have.
Do it, Judge.
All right.
Do it.
All right. So the cool news of the week is our Dan and I have a good friend who's a music producer, whatever, owner of Cloud9 Studios in Baltimore. And he called me up the other day because he knows I'm a huge Zach Wilde fan.
Are we allowed to use his name?
Of course. Yeah.
Mark Humphries. Cloud9 Studios. Special promoting if you need anything recorded, In studio, he has a quite the impressive studio. It is professional.
Are you sponsored?
He sure does.
I don't need to be sponsored. Him and I both made money from the same pot. Yeah, go ahead.
He sure does. And you know, he does. He also does. You know, he made it. He's got quite the living going doing. He does. Opens the whole place up to shows and stuff too. So not only is the place a recording studio, he actually does like live shows there. So he hosts parties and shows and whatever. And this is like all kinds of music. This is like EDM and
music. He has a large studio. It's huge. Anyway, so that's Mark Humphrey's Cloud Nine Studios. He found this for us, guy.
Yeah, so he calls me up and he says, "Hey man, are you going to the Pantera show? Did you buy your tickets already?" I'm like, "What Pantera show?" Because I knew they came through town, I don't know, 6 months ago or something, and I can't remember why, Dan, but we decided that we were gonna skip it.
Mark Humphreys calls you and says,
"Yeah," but then I said, "Dude, you know, I just thought, you know, let me call Dan, let me see if Dan wants to go to the show, whatever, whatever." And I texted you, and then I looked it up because I wanted to know what day it was to see what I needed to do as far as work and whatever. And turned out it was a Saturday. It was like, oh, awesome. This is perfect. And then I was like, but really why I started looking it up was because I wanted to know just out of curiosity who was opening or if they were opening for somebody else or whatever. Because, you know, I don't know how big the name – I don't know how big a following, quote, Pantera has these days or not.
Are you joking with me? This is a big
– no. Like, you and I think they're gods.
Pantera is one of my number – Vinnie Paul, if I've never met that drummer.
Yes, I know. I understand that, but I don't know.
Is the drummer of Pantera.
I don't know.
I would pee my pants in public in front of my parents.
Yes.
Just to see or like look at any band that has to do with Pantera. Is Vinnie Paul in it? Is he going to be playing at the show?
No, and sadly, Vinnie Paul is dead.
Vinnie Paul? No way.
Yes. Nuh-uh. Yes.
The drummer of Pantera. How did that? No.
I don't know if you have a heart attack or what, but yes,
this is not good. Well, there's some.
No.
You're screwing
with me.
That's
our metal maniac on the street for you.
Oh my god!
It's not time yet. He's got about a minute. But
these are things that I just know through osmosis.
I didn't know Vinnie Paul died. How long ago did Vinnie Paul die?
2 years, 2.5 years would be
Connor,
my guess.
Look that up and verify it.
He died June 22nd, 2018. He was 54.
Okay.
54.
In Las Vegas.
Wow. I didn't know he was that young. Jesus.
Vinnie Paul, I've been studying everything did. I didn't know. I knew Godfrey died. That was a devastating blow.
Coronary artery disease.
I didn't know Gilbert Godfrey died.
I mean, Vinnie Paul did not take care of everybody else.
I can do Gilbert Godfrey.
You didn't know Gilbert Godfrey was the best. He's got amazed that the Dirty Joke collection was just incredible. Yeah.
Anyway,
we're going to a show.
We're going to the show. And don't spill it, Dan. So I looked it up and I was just very curious. I was like, okay, so Pantera, we're going to a Pantera show. I assumed they were the headline, but I wasn't totally 100% sure they were going to be the headliner. I don't know how it goes. So
Not to interject, I'll take this off your time. Is this like Little Kiss where like it's Kiss, but they're like, you know, little people?
No,
or it's actually going to be people from Pantera.
This is Pantera. Yeah.
The lead singer, the lead guitarist got shot on stage during a show. Other than that. So who's left?
And he's been gone a long time. So Rex, the bass player, and Phil Anselmo, the singer,
by the way, Judd
are still in the band.
Judd's stage name we've given him is T-Rex, but that's
which I've never fully 100% accepted.
I'll explain that later on, but that's all right. Who's opening up for Pantera for us?
Lamb of God.
Yes, Lamb of God.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm getting looks from Connor and Nick like these bands are just garbage.
Actually, like, I really like Lamb of God.
These are legends. These are
guys that me and Judd would have.
Legends.
Young Dolph. Juice World.
Why did he get shot again?
What is that?
The drummer. I mean, not the drummer, but the guitarist.
A man jumps on stage and says, because the guy started up Hell
he blamed, Yeah. He blamed. The, so instead of blaming Phil Anselmo, the singer, who is actually the real cause of why Pantera didn't continue and whatever, and they were estranged from each other.
They started another band. It was pretty good. Nick.
Yeah. Phil Anselmo was like, he became like sort of unreachable and uncommunicative and stuff like that in the last couple of years of Pantera. And they finally gave up on him. after 2-3 years of that crap, they finally gave up on him and started damage plan. But there was a long time when they were trying to get Phil to pay attention to him. Well, ironically, the dude who shot Dime was pissed at Dime because he thought somehow Dime was the cause of Pantera not getting together, back together, or splitting up.
We're talking about Dimebag Darrell, the lead guitarist. Mm-hmm. I mean,
the whole time it was actually Phil that was the problem.
Yeah.
So,
no, the guy jumps on stage and he says, "You ruined Pantera. You ruined my life." And he said some curse word that I don't think is necessary for this. And then
perfectly normal.
I mean, I understand all of that.
Perfectly
totally.
Acceptable. Right, perfectly normal.
No,
behavior.
It's a mental illness, and if you need mental illness help, there's all sorts
call
whatever number is on the screen. Just look at your screen. Just call that number. Anybody that you know.
Look at your screen where you won't see anything because this is a podcast.
This is thank
look
you.
At your screen
thanks
and
for
see
pointing
your reflection.
Out the nature of my joke. I appreciate it. Because the listeners are so dumb, they never got that. So that's
I love
good.
It.
No, thank you. And if you're still here, listeners, on this podcast, thank you.
Is our metal maniac on the street.
that's our metal maniac. That's our 5 minutes. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Should we play him out with our 90s theme song? What do you think? Here was Nick. Judd, anything else at the last moment?
There was, but you totally sidetracked me many, many times.
Wait. Pause.
What?
No, here's what I think. Judd, you should continue talking. Dan, you should be like, "All right, and that's it." And
just
fade
him away.
I'll just keep talking.
It's something that allows people to get their thoughts across and bounce back and forth between three people, and knowing that the entire world could be listening, but they're definitely not. We're going to have like 4 listeners. I'm not marketing it at all. But
4 listeners.
Yeah. We're trying to get as little listeners as possible. That is the goal. So,
loyal fan base.
Yeah. And I'm probably mostly local stuff. You run a Baltimore business, though, so I'm trying to get people in here that run Baltimore businesses. What is it that you do there, Brendan?
I started my own law firm about a year ago, and it's going real well.
Law firm?
Yeah. Criminal defense.
Criminals.
Alleged criminals.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Innocent until proven guilty.
So I've always heard that when you read your rights, the best thing is to do is to waive them and then just talk to the cops the whole time. Right?
No, you've never heard that because that's not true. Most people just really don't understand the criminal justice system when it's all said and done.
Yeah, you have a lot of justice warriors and people who think they like to know the law.
Yeah, you know, I watch those videos on TikTok of like, you know, especially the people with trespassing, like videotaping government facilities.
Yeah. They're like, "I'm in a public spot. I can do what I want."
Right.
They act like Cartman. They're honestly, like, "Look, watch me pee on the ground. I can do it. I'm 18. I'm good."
That's the way it's supposed to work, but the police don't really think of it that way. And it makes for trouble for everybody, especially when we talk about, the lawsuits that ensue as a result of the police acting that
way. Are they prevalent? They actually happen? Because everyone's like, "Oh, I'm going to have your job. I'm going to sue you.
I mean, it
I'm
happens.
I'm have your jacket on today.
It happens
one.
A lot. It probably, I don't know exactly how much, but it happens plenty.
So who is technically in the right?
What really happens a lot is that the police violate people's rights.
Yeah.
But
that's what I say. That's what makes it the best video when you watch on YouTube.
The ones that people are getting dominated by the police for no reason out of nowhere.
The people dominating the police going, "Look, I'm going to stand right here. You saw me go into the U-Haul facility, but I'm going to stand right here." And the officer's like, "I need your identification." He's like, "You don't. There is no probable crime. You don't need my ID. I'm going to stand right here until my Uber shows up. You think I was breaking into U-Hauls?" And he didn't tell him anything about the U-Haul being a 24-hour company and how he has a reservation for the day after. And he's wanted to make sure that the truck was good.
This is oddly specific.
Yeah, it was very specific. But he's standing out there. It's pitch black at night. And the cop is just trying to get him to give him stuff. And he's like, "No, look, you're talking
to
the wrong."
That's the case. That's the initial case. The Supreme Court case of Terry v. Ohio is a guy casing a jewelry joint. And he ends up getting patted down, and they find a a weapon on him. And the question is, did they have the right to search him? And
he's just casing it. He's not like he didn't break in.
He had not gone to a, he had not gone to the level of probable cause.
He's got a video camera. He's checking out where the register is.
If the officer had developed probable cause, he would have just been allowed to arrest and search. That would have been the authority of the police officer in that moment. But because he didn't have, everybody agreed that he didn't have probable cause, but he should be allowed to some extent to, go up and talk to this person and get an understanding of why they're doing these shady things that he sees them doing.
Yeah, they're like sitting outside the parking lot, like recording how many cars come in and out. They have an obvious notebook. They're writing stuff down like, I didn't do anything yet.
Right. And honestly, that's where it should end most of the time. You tell an officer, I've got no information for you. And the officer has to then determine based on that information whether or not there's probable cause to do anything about this. A lot of times they'll just make it up. All they're doing by accosting you is trying to ascertain facts that would help develop probable cause. And so by talking to the police, you're only get you, even it, most even if you're trying to sort of explain your way out of an awkward situation, you're still going to do it in a way that incriminates you to some extent. And so it really doesn't benefit you to be talking to the police investigating a crime.
Of course, I was completely joking when I said you're not waive your rights.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't
explain it.
Yeah.
So what is
make
it?
Make sure that you understand.
So if there's a guy that, what is your job? How do you get clients? They call you and you go, hey, send me all your money and then it's all going to be okay. What is the process?
I mean, it's not that simple. There is a level of marketing that I do every day. And that lead generation is what causes the phone to ring.
We have a problem with your marketing scheme here on the show here. I said, does it count as a sponsorship of the show if Brendan gives me a sweatshirt? And what was your response, Nick?
No, I said, I did not get a sweatshirt.
Yeah, so it doesn't, I don't think it counts as a sponsorship because Nick's not getting anything out of it. Hey, we'll cut it in half. You can have the left side, Nick. Yeah. So what is your other hobbies? You put people in jail. No, you keep people out of jail, right?
I protect the Constitution. Has nothing to do with jail.
It protects people's rights.
So if I had a friend that did something very bad, I would say, hey, you should call Brendan.
Well, you act like you know whether or not they've done something bad.
That's true. Okay, I'm going to start over. If I had a friend that called me and was like, oh my God, they're out front. I don't know what to do. They're coming to get me. They think that I did something wrong. Then I should pass Brendan's phone number. Be more legal.
One of the greatest things I've ever seen is the videos of the people that say I don't answer questions.
Oh yeah, I don't answer questions.
It is a great way to not only piss off the police but assert your rights in such an easy and rememberable way with respect to how to deal with the police. An attorney is not going to help you if the police are serving, coming to your house with an arrest warrant or a search warrant. The police are going to do what they do.
Hold on, let me get my attorney on the phone.
Right, yeah. That's
don't
not
kick
gonna
me on
change
my door,
anything.
SWAT.
It's really going to, and so the best thing to do is be in a position where, the police are going to serve an arrest warrant or they're going to serve a search warrant, regardless of what you do in response. If they're investigating some crime, whether it be at a traffic stop or because you're casing the jewelry joint or for whatever, your standard response should be, I don't answer questions, right? I have the right based on the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to not incriminate
myself. You're not my mom. So I'm not right?
You know, it's like everybody in the world tell, you know, every one of my clients, not everyone, but so many people say, and this really should be its own video, just this little tidbit, which is, I wasn't read my Miranda rights. Okay, now, first of all, the police don't read you your rights unless you're arrested.
Yes.
Okay. And if they start reading them before you're arrested, you're in a bad spot.
Okay? That makes sense.
And what you're doing when you say, I don't answer questions, is saying, at this point in time, officer, you should read me my Miranda rights. And if you did read me my Miranda rights, I would elect not to answer the question, right?
That makes sense.
But a police officer doesn't want to read you his your Miranda rights, because that is one of the factors to be considered when talking about whether or not someone was arrested. So they've basically gone to just not even reading rights to people.
So okay? If that's the case, that's technically a get out of jail free, isn't it?
No. See, everybody thinks that. But all reading your rights does for you is prevent the introduction of a statement or evidence that's found based on a statement that you make while in police custody under interrogation. So the classic example is someone, there's actual case of this, I don't know what it's called, but a guy in the back of a car hasn't been read his Miranda rights. He's being egged on by a police officer about a missing person. I think he's been arrested for, another murder or something. In any event, the arrest is lawful. They don't read him his rights. He tells them the location of a body, and the question is that body admissible based on the failure to read him his rights? Now, there's this whole other topic of inevitable discovery. Would the police come across the information on their own so that the error is de minimis with respect to not reading someone their rights, but finding, human remains? That is the construct with which we're working from, right? And so the only thing that not reading your rights gets you is suppression of what you might have said after arrest based on questions by the police. If you're illegally arrested and you blurt out that you killed your mother, that's going to be perfectly admissible.
Yeah.
If you're illegally arrested and the police officer goes, have you ever killed anybody, and you haven't been Mirandized, and you say yes, that's not okay. And so that's all you get with Miranda rights, is the suppression of evidence in the future. And most of the time, by the time you're arrested, you've already said all the things that you shouldn't have said.
Yeah, you got arrested for saying what you said.
They don't even read you your Miranda rights because they don't need to. Their case is already closed with a button, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why the response, I don't answer questions, is just the best.
See, I've always saw those little shorts videos of people saying, like, I don't answer questions. And I've seen it go both ways. I've seen it go positively and I've seen it go negatively. But you got to take everything with a grain of salt nowadays, because everything is faked for popular views.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, it really is a byproduct of how much you're bothered by the interaction with the police. Okay.
All right.
And, I used to say, whenever you get pulled over, turn your car off, wind your windows down. That's granted, because I got tinted windows, but wind your windows down, take the keys out of the ignition, put them on the dash, and that will put the officer at ease enough to, take what is a hostile situation and turn it much less hostile. I've had good results with that and bad results. It really just is a question of each individual police officer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've only ever been pulled over twice.
Oh my God.
Yeah, me too.
Pulled over twice in like the last week.
I was going to say, come on, man.
It's because I'm a smart driver. Like, I speed.
It's because he's been driving recently. He's still very young. Back when we were growing, me and Brendan growing up, there were cops on. I understand there were cops on every corner. and they would pull you over for running a stop sign. If you did not stop all the way, they pull you over. There were cops on the sides of almost every side.
I mean, it still happens that way.
I don't see cops at all. I fly around at like 85 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's true. The pandemic really changed that. I go like 95 on 95.
Yeah, I am flying in every vehicle I'm in, and I'm passing people constantly. And
so the pandemic changed active control on police.
And also the videos, people being, they used to be able to pull you over. I've been pulled over and completely searched top to bottom where they were like, we're stopping people. We were in Frederick and we're coming through Route 70. And
it's a high drug traffic area.
That's what they said. It was a high drug traffic area. They pulled me over and they were like, well, we don't smell anything or anything, but we're still going to search your car. I said, I don't consent to a search of the car. They were like, yeah, we're searching it anyway. Get out. I swear to God. What am I going to do? I'm on the side of Route 70.
Hey, you can't do shit.
The dog went around and the dog didn't sit or anything. And they still said, we're going to go inside and look.
There is something to be said about,
I had a girlfriend that was the opposite race of myself. She was she had a white guy and a black girl driving down the highway in a little tiny red car, and they thought drugs for some reason. That was the only thing I could think of why they would specifically pull me over, thinking that I had drugs, was because what else would they have gone off of?
It's difficult to speak for each individual thought process of someone, but what is unique, I think, to Maryland, although I heard it is possible.
They took all my drugs, by the way. They took all the drugs.
Of course they did.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You have the right to resist an unlawful arrest in Maryland. Now, I think that there is a question as to whether or not you have the right to resist an unlawful Terry stop. Right, Terry stop is a different.
Yeah, we weren't speeding. We weren't doing anything. They just pulled us over.
Right. No, I'm not talking about in your particular case. You said what could I do?
What's
right?
What's a Terry stop?
Technically,
police only need probable calls to search a vehicle. They don't need any sort of search warrant to search a vehicle because it's not. Like,
yes,
it's
but
not
probable cause still is a. There's a question to it.
Yes.
At least in that regard, they can't just search the vehicle because of furtive movements. They got to actually have some level of suspicion that there's drugs in the vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But a Terry stop is what I already explained to you. It's a stop of nominal detention. Hey, buddy, come over here. No handcuffs, nothing like that. Of a short duration to confirm or dispel the suspicion of criminality that they've developed watching you case the jewelry joint, right?
Yeah.
So a Terry stop is, when they say stop and frisk, right? Technically speaking, that's a Terry stop and a pat down for weapons, okay? Now, the Supreme Court has ruled that a pat down for weapons has to occur with individualized suspicion of someone carrying a weapon. So you can't, as a blanket policy, have a stop and frisk policy. And in reality, we're talking about Terry stops. They're not even Terry stopping people. They are stopping whoever they feel like,
yep,
and frisking whoever they feel like. It's not like there's some individualized suspicion that that person is committing a crime currently. The only suspicion is that, whatever they have, which is, race, eye color, what have you.
Right? Crazy, crazy people. So how do we fight back?
I'm not sure
be more
I'm
legal
qualified to answer that. Yeah, I mean, having me represent you is one way to start. Not all attorneys are created equal.
Would you say that you would make the best out of a bad situation?
I wish I had better numbers for you, but. There was pretty
He's like,
much a
I would
time
tell you numbers, but they're bad. Those numbers are bad.
Probably, it's tough. As an attorney, I can't like market myself without going through a bunch of hoops. And everything that I say has to be, provable, essentially. But realistically, I probably get 50% of my cases dismissed.
That's nice. That's a pretty good one.
It's just because...
If you never take it to trial, you can't lose a case.
That's very true. No, I've had a couple hundred trials. Trials are...
That's people pleading guilty and stuff, too.
No, that's people coming to agreements, settling.
I doubt
he's getting those kind of cases.
I mean, he just said about 50% of them. He's not going to trial for these cases.
My client's not pleading. You know, the last one I had was like 49%. The last time I took a temperature reading of my results was 49% dismissed, 26% steaded, which would have been a pre-trial post, marking it inactive. No conviction, no probation or anything like that. You know, maybe probably like 3 or 4% of it was the trial. Maybe about 10% were guilty pleas.
So,
it was probably like 18%.
And because I don't want to lose our four audience members here that might be listening, how could somebody get a hold of you if they wanted to?
Well, they could call my phone number, which is 8585-ADVICE, or they could go to bemorelegal.com and fill out the contact page.
So is that BEMORE?
It's BEMORE.
Alrighty. I believe I had my researcher look you up to see if we could find anything, and he had an issue finding the Be More Legal page.
He probably typed in BM.
I did both.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a pretty good researcher too. I'll send him on some pretty good.
No, friends. I just logged on. It's not hard. I guess that's not www, but I don't think that matters.
Okay, all right, I see it now.
Yeah, both are available.
So Brendan just built a fence. How long is your fence that you built? Let's see, would you say it's 220 foot?
It was 53 fence posts, spaced 8 feet apart.
Not good with math, but that was a lot.
So that's 424 feet.
Yeah, looks really nice. He sent me a picture of it, and I wrote back the office space guy face at the party. He's like, my O face, It was pretty good. So, Brendan, do you have any questions for Nick? I mean, I know that you and I have spoken a lot. I want to get let's go for this is the segment I'm going to call an awkward question from our guest to Nick. Could be a question about anything.
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
I don't speak to police.
Yeah, I don't answer questions.
I don't answer questions like that. No, I would probably do... I just thought of a would you rather. But like, imagine if when you die, you basically, you go up, you go to the dark side of the moon, and... realize it's all a simulation, right?
All right.
And you get to choose. Oh, the only thing about your life is that you get to choose the location of your birth.
So the region.
Where would that be?
I think I got to go back to good old USA. Like, do you want a specific area in the USA?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're going to go USA, it's got to be like Fort Lauderdale or something.
It'd have to be on the East Coast, probably lower down. See, I'd say maybe North Carolina area, South Carolina, but they get hit with tropical storms real bad. So does the Florida and, Georgia line.
You don't like the rain?
No, I like the rain.
Or the musician?
It's not the rain or the music. It's just I don't want to have to rebuild my house after so long.
That's what flood insurance is for.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question about home improvement?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've never gotten into home improvement on the show, but that was actually how the podcast was supposed to be called. What's it called, Nick? I've been tasked with.
Things I've been tasked with or something like that.
Yeah. So what you got, Brendan?
The things I've been what with?
Tasked with.
I've been tasked with.
All right. So I've been tasked with creating a new window in my basement.
Ooh. How much does it leak?
Well, it that's the thing. I live by the water, and so there is a lot. When it rains, the water table rises, or maybe it's really that.
It's not going to rise that much. You mean the water's not shedding from your house?
I still have puddles in my backyard.
Yeah, that's not because of the water down the street. The water, it hits your ground and it doesn't roll away from your property well right now. And that's adding dirt. That's just adding dirt. Next.
So the window is below grade.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But do you have a window well where there's like rocks and
right?
Like,
and the window well is way below grade. Like yeah, the window so well is.
Do you don't you have know, a basement
4 or 5 inches deeper than the window?
What I've done in the past was we take the window well and you dig a tunnel. Basically, you just dig a hole and you bend it to the left and it goes into the basement's areaway. So it comes out a pipe from the wall. So it literally water goes in, goes in the basement, but you don't have a basement, or you do.
A basement.
Yeah, I've carried stuff down in there with. He gets these printers and stuff for his company, and they're like, they weigh like 600 pounds. I have never.
No, that's an envelope. That's an envelope stuff.
Oh my God. It was so heavy. It was like one half step at a time. Anyway, so do you have an areaway near that window? An entrance to your basement?
Areola.
No, there's not an entrance. If I dug an entrance, it would flood.
So if you had an entrance, it would flood. So
my thought is right now the base of the hole is stone. Okay. And the side of the hole is, what are they called? Like landscaping stones.
How much do you like that window? Do you use the window at all?
Well, yeah, because it makes the space a bedroom, technically, because it's 33 inches above the ground. That's what creates a bedroom. You have to have a window that's 43 inches. In any event.
Well, you also have to make it a domicile where you could actually live down there, you have to have an exit.
Well, like, yeah.
Two exits, actually.
If you made it a domicile, sure.
Yeah, so like my basement has a back end.
But if I did that, it would... It would flood.
Okay.
So every time it rained.
I'm going to set up a free consultation of your property there next time I show up to fix your wave runners. And we're going to take a look at it. But I would assume that the entire window should be fully sealed. And I know that you might want to open it. That's fine. But the bottom of the window, does it fill with water, that hole? It fills?
The hole fills. And okay. So my thought was, like I said, it's got maybe like 6-inch concrete landscaping stones that are like semicircular.
I mean, anything sitting in there, the water goes right through it. But
right. So my thought is to just pour concrete in the bottom.
No, it's not gonna work.
And line the walls with concrete.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that would work at some point. But the best thing to do would be to find the lowest point of your property, dig a trench, and put in a pipe that is solid all the way through.
Yeah, but right now there's probably a good amount of
moisture
of water on the property already.
I love how I can hear the clicking of your playing Doom or whatever you're playing.
Fortnite.
I understand that there's stuff in there and that it's going to take a lot of work.
Peter Griffin skin.
Yeah, he's on there.
Yeah, level 70, I think.
Fancy.
I play every once in a while. I'm not an avid gamer.
His son plays Fortnite, right?
Yeah. Kid plays.
I've never played. I don't really play video games. I'm not a video game person. I tend to go, that was really cool. What else you got?
Are you an Xbox or PlayStation?
I am neither.
Oh, I'm definitely Xbox because of Halo.
I guess. But yeah.
I'm thinking the concrete will stop the water coming in.
You could think
why
that.
Wouldn't it?
You're allowed to think that if you have water coming in,
it'd basically be like if you put a bucket in the hole, there wouldn't be water in the bucket.
Yeah, but the water's going to flow. It depends how. It's hard to just say yes, that's going to work because I'm not looking at it, but the window will leak. It's just going to fill up differently and the window's going to leak. So to get the water away from the house, you have to dig a trench with, and you can make it so it's like goes out to a big 4 foot by 4 foot by 2 foot hole of stones that are wrapped in filter cloth.
I don't have any
somewhere for it to go.
All of my, the elevation of my entire plot of land is zero. So it's sea level.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. You have a separate little sump area that the water can go to that's filled with rocks. So it's rocks filled.
I see what you're saying.
So you make a big ball lower than the window that all of that went, that water, as it's not going to, you're not getting all of the rain in the entire world. You're only getting what is going in that hole. So if you make a cowling around it, you get a new house. You should just give me your house and buy a different one. I do like his house. It's kind of cool. But yeah, so we'll take a look at that later on. I'm going to play you out, Brendan.
All right.
It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Be more legal, right?
Baltimore Legal Services, bemorelegal.com.
And appreciate having you as a guest. I'm sure we will be speaking with you later when we are talking in the summertime with boats, wave runners. He is an avid boater and wave runner enthusiast. So
that's correct.
It was a pleasure. It's a pleasure having you on.
Pleasure's all mine.
I know it's this corny music. We got new music coming on, but isn't that great?
Yes, and then
we
got this corny one.
Yeah, baby. Anyway. So see you later, Mr. Brendan. And thank you for coming.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.
All right. Goodbye.
Puto.
See you,
man.
What was that?
Yeah, so that's Brendan.
Was a long 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't know how the time is.
Honestly, that was a decent conversation. Like, some of these, I feel like we won't even really need to edit other than the bad things we say that we need to take out.
All right, did you hit end on the call, by the way?
Aluminium, yes.
Yeah, that is a good question to ask someone. How do you say what the shiny metal is? Starts with an A, and they go aluminium, and we just hang up on them. Who says aluminium? I hate that.
That's how you spell it.
I hate that.
I hate it's British. English, British people English say. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, I also,
aluminum.
I would like to give a shout out. Does anybody have any shout outs? Like a shout out to Lauren at Moe's Seafood.
Shout out to my wife for being caring.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's so sweet.
I didn't think you guys would be, you know, like that.
No, it was,
promised 4 other people shout outs, but I wrote it down on my phone. I don't feel like looking. Yeah. Shout out to the people I said shout I was going to shout out.
Skipper. What's Mudflap? Well, I don't know his name.
Sprout.
Sprout.
Give Sprout a shout out. I work with Sprout. He's a good guy. That story is actually pretty good too, but I'll get to that another day. Why we have people named Sprout and Huggy Bear and
Huggy Bear. I like that.
At my work. We're gathering guests at the moment, scheduling. So we are going to have some pretty up-to-date stuff if you're listening to us every week, but stuff that just happened throughout the past week, and we'll just bring in little things. Anyway, so, hey, guys, what do we have left for the podcast?
But I think this was a pretty successful
cast. I
thought
this was a sexual innuendo time.
I prepped you very well, Connor. Thank you for only letting us say stuff that is light and humorous.
No, I appreciate his input.
His input's great. I just didn't like deleting the entire episode that we did where I didn't prep him.
As I said to your mom, I'm always happy to give you my input.
Oh,
go ahead. I saw this post. It was talking about how
my mom might do that.
The roads like getting plowed, how they were talking about how main roads always get plowed first, then it's side roads, they'll get plowed second, but your mom gets plowed every night.
Oh, nice, Nick. Very nice. I'm going to let you guys burn me at the end here. And have a good week, guys. And we'll see you on Sunday night next week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to play ourselves out. I'll just add stuff.